Okay, so today we are rating bug out bags. This video is entitled The Ultimate 72-Hour Bug Out Bag. This is from the YouTube channel, and it's a word I cannot pronounce. Zwilchfad.
I am at an abandoned airfield, taking my updated bug out bag for a walk. And I have to say thank you to you guys, because thanks to your feedback, I updated it. And it's probably the best bug out bag now. From the outside, nothing changed. It's still a very casual looking 50 liter backpack.
I like the looks of the bag. It is very low profile. There's not a lot of stuff hanging off of it. Thule is a great manufacturer as well. Excellent brand, so far so good.
Inside is a self-contained 72-hour survival kit that's compact, organized, and ready for anything. It weighs round about 11 kilos.
I'm guessing this is bug spray and dog spray?
And pepper spray.
Okay, so he's in Europe, so that is his on-person carry. I presume, depending on where he is, he probably can't carry a firearm. It's good to have some kind of means of self-defense at the ready, absolutely. Bug spray is so damn essential, especially if you're an urbanite yuppie and you never spend time out in the backwoods. Bug spray is so essential. It's going to mean the difference between you frantically scrambling to make a really hasty, bad decision and you being calm, cool, and collected and being able to really deliberate and zero in on what you need to do at any given moment.
Compass, because north on your phone won't help if the battery's dead.
Very true. Lensatic compass.
Bic lighter, reliable fire on demand.
Bic lighters are great. Just be careful about accidentally depressing the fuel gauge. You can actually do the zip tie hack.
Spare batteries and cotton wool pads. Juice for electronics and instant tinder for your fire.
Depending on the climate, you may have to go bigger on fire starter. This seems like something you shouldn't need if you are an advanced bushcrafter, because there's 1,000 different ways to light a fire. But if you live in a temperate climate, then you should probably go bigger on fire starter or some form of dry tinder, even a tub of Vaseline, a little mini jar of Vaseline, and just a bag of cotton or toilet paper or something. You mix that together and instant fire.
Binoculars.
Binoculars are so essential, because these are going to prevent you from potentially burning a bunch of calories by having to go to a location to scope it out. If you can scope it out from afar and save yourself having to walk over those distances, that's going to be essential.
Card games, because surviving is more fun with a good bluff.
For this, I would say this is only really essential if you have a group of people around you and you're trying to maybe maintain morale or trying to pass the time in some way. I mean, it doesn't hurt to bring in a deck of cards. You can get survival decks of cards that serve three purposes. One, they're a deck of cards, so there's a recreational component. Two, you can actually burn them in case of an emergency to start a fire. And three, they have a bunch of useful survival tips on them.
Paracord.
I would recommend swapping this out with survivor cord. That way you just get more versatility in terms of the types of strands. So you're going to get your galvanized wire for snares. You're going to get your wax jute twine for lighting fires. And you're also going to have a 30-pound test fishing line in there as well. So it just gives you a lot more options. If you're going to carry cordage, it might as well be survivor cord.
Copies of important documents.
That is excellent. A lot of people just think it's going to be a bug out fantasy where you're Dick Pronicky in the woods indefinitely. And while that might be the case, you still might need to present your papers to the Gestapo when they come looking for you after the post-apocalyptic dystopia ensues.
Friendly sweet survival tool. Fishing kit in a paracord wrap, plus big fire steel and a striker.
Well, having a miniature survival kit in case you had to ditch the bag and you could only maybe carry one thing on your person, you know, having something that can do all, albeit at a much lower quality and capability, is something worth considering. I would recommend a dedicated fishing kit, especially if that was going to be your primary means of acquiring sustenance. I would really go heavy on fishing line and hooks And you could even include some lures in there as well, although perhaps it's not as necessary, but hooks and line. You want a lot of that stuff. Fire starter is essential, so ferrous hammer rod, good.
Live straw water filter.
The only problem with these straw type filtration methods is that you always need to use it. The benefits of a pump filter is that you can pump that into your water bottle and just drink it straight out of your water bottle. Whereas this, you always have to use it as a medium to consume the water.
A permanent marker. Label gear, mark trails, or leave your
excellent
autograph. SAS survival guide. A knife sharpener. A local map. When GPS ghosts out, paper still works.
Having a map is an excellent idea. As he indicated, if you can get something like the Backcountry Navigator app for your phone, that is the best way to do it. But you should have some topographical map of your region. And it's important to understand that a map this size, you're not going to get a lot of finer detail, depending on the scale of the map. If it's a provincial map, then you're going to lose even more detail. If it's a city map, then that's not a bad idea. And if you can note places of interest, places where you might be able to find means of alternate routes of evacuation and things of that nature. So having a physical map is absolutely important. But you might want to make sure you have some sort of topographical map, too, if you're planning on venturing out of the city.
A camo scarf, dust blocker, sun shield, or impromptu concealment.
Multiple uses for a piece of cloth.
Hunting poncho, rain shelter that doubles as a ground sheet. Food rations with 20-year shelf life. They have 3,750 calories in total.
It's cool because it's compact and you can eat it on the fly, but it's probably not going to taste that good. Well, there's actually a lot of good stuff in there. Basically, all of your caloric, your micro and macronutrient needs are being met. That's respectable. Yeah, that'll keep you alive.
Water treatment pills purify almost any
good
water source. Face masks for dust, smoke, or privacy.
If you're going to put some sort of PPE in there, at least make it an N95 or an N99 mask. These probably won't do a whole hell of a lot. If you're just looking for a dust protection, which is all this is really going to offer, you can use your Shemagh for that. Silky. All right. I like this guy.
Foldable saw for wood cutting or obstacle clearing.
He's got the Pocket Boy. It looks like the 170 curved version there, if I'm not mistaken. No, that's the straight version. It's okay. I would maybe step it up to at least a Gomboy for a kit this size. The Gomboy is just a little bit bigger, and it's going to allow you to process wood, which is a little bit bigger. So the problem with a saw like this is the smaller the saw, the more work you're going to have to do.
An emergency
got the Mora knife
with a fire steel and a sharpener. Lightweight bush.
You know what? Mora knives are perfectly acceptable knives. There's nothing wrong with a knife like this. And I like that that's bright. You know, it doesn't have to be tactical, badass. It's bright. He's not going to lose that knife.
Work gloves.
For gloves, you know, I would be tempted to bring something. Just make sure that the palm is leather. That way, if you have to pull something out of a fire, if it's that synthetic kind of plastic fabrics, it's going to melt. But good old leather, those gloves are going to last you a long time.
Canteen and cooking pot.
Okay.
Boil water.
So he's got the standard military style canteen and cooking pot. This is a perfectly acceptable mess kit.
Or cook in one compact setup.
However, that looks like a plastic bottle, so it would be ideal if that was actually a metal canteen.
Air mattress.
This might seem like a yuppie provision, but being able to elevate yourself off the ground can mean the difference between staying warm at night, between burning, you know, 1,000 calories throughout the night to stay alive, or 5,000. It really does make a big difference.
Vacuum
seal clothes.
Socks, undies, tea, and a beanie.
That's perfect because it's waterproof. Okay, so even if this bag gets wet, he has a dry change of clothes at the ready. Great idea. Just make sure all the clothes that you're bringing are either merino wool. Don't wear cotton. Cotton feels nice on the skin, but things like polypropylene, merino wool, that's what you want. Everything synthetic or made of wool. It's just going to last longer, and it's going to have antimicrobial properties as well.
Emergency blanket bag. Reflects heat to keep you warm.
That's actually emergency bivy. You can use it as a sleeping bag or potentially for shelter building. But they're pretty much single use. It's not something that you're likely going to be able to get away with using over and over again because they tear very easily. So you might want to step that up to something slightly more heavy duty.
Salvaged first aid kit with bandages, antiseptic wipes, emergency dressings, etc.
This is going to be something that is highly personalized, but I would recommend putting a tourniquet in there. You know, if you need to stop bleeding fast, as long as you have a means of stopping the bleed, then you're good to go.
Now, let's have a look at the see-through bags.
I like the reinforced vinyl. That's pretty cool.
Hand sanitizer in toilet paper. Half a roll. The well-worn holy grail of prepping.
I would advise you to swap out this toilet paper for a bag of toilet paper tablets. You're going to get 10 times the amount of actual paper material in the same amount of space. Okay, but the alcohol is multi-purpose. You can use that for lighting fires. I think that's a great idea, but just swap out the toilet paper with toilet paper tablets.
When nature calls. Instant towels. Shout out to Canadian prepper. Wink.
I spoke too soon.
Standard trash bag.
There's a benefit to having a trash bag that is transparent, like the one he has, because you can use that for solar disinfection. So if you wanted to get some water, you could put it in there. If it's a see-through bag, the ultraviolet light will kill the bacteria in it.
Disinfection wipes and biodegradable wet wipes. Mini first aid kit with the mirror, bandages, and gloves. Kaiser Natron, aka baking soda, the Swiss Army powder, brightens teeth, soothes bites, and banishes odors.
That's a good idea. I never really thought about that. I mean, I'm sure I've seen it in kits before, but it makes sense. Yep, that's a great Leatherman Skeletool.
A Leatherman Skeletool.
Petzl lamp, headlamp.
An emergency headlamp with...
This is the kind of thing that I would not be putting in my individual compartments. You would want that in the top compartment in your bag. That's going to be one of your most used items, and hopefully you have a means of recharging it in the kit.
Cell batteries that can last up to 10 years.
Some long matches. If you're going to be packing matches that are that long, I would opt for some Strike Anywhere, possibly even Hurricane-style matches that have a longer fuse. So this is good to have in an urban environment because most people don't realize, but there's a universal water spigots that can be found throughout the city, and you can access them through this four-way Silcock key.
Emergency water. 5 shelf-stable water rations.
Yeah, I've seen these before, and I guess I'm kind of torn. It's better than nothing. For a kit like this, I suppose if you're just going to throw it in the closet and never use it, at least you always have a little bit of water. It looks like you have 0.5 liters. You probably want to be rocking a water bladder with this kit, if I'm being honest. Like a Camelback that you can integrate into that kit. I'm certain that there is a spot on the inside of your backpack to put the water bladder. And you want to have a means of acquiring water that is at the ready, because that's what you're going to be probably using most. It's going to be your most used item, your water bottle.
That's the updated full 72-hour build.
Okay, so I'm just trying to think of what might be missing here, and I'm not really sure what the laws are in your country with respect to self-defense and personal protection. That might be an area that you want to fortify in this kit. Also, a means of snaring, some snare wire, just bolstering your ability to acquire food from nature via fishing kit or otherwise would be something I would go for. And maybe increasing the amount of food you have, because food is going to be everything. One thing I'm not seeing here is some sort of emergency power supply. So I would recommend having a power bank that can power your phone, because your phone is a very useful survival tool, and a way to maybe power that via solar. So a portable solar kit. And lastly, I would recommend an emergency shortwave receiver. You're going to want some way to acquire information from abroad. Anyways, guys, that's my review of Zwelfsfads Bug Out Bag. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing it correctly. Go check out their channel. Link in the description below. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Canadian Prepper out. And if you want me to review your Bug Out Bag, send it to the link in the description below. Take care, guys.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.